Welcome all of you for this 2 days lecture today and tomorrow. The title and the content of the lecture is quite a serious one. It is A Die to Live. I will teach you a very ancient process, how the ego can be abolished and the true spiritual identity can get a chance to manifest and grow in stages. Today is part one and tomorrow part two. We have two speakers, Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj and myself, and I will usually start the sessions. I must tell you a secret. I was not sure if we would be able to give these lecture series because of the tremendous heat, so I prayed very strongly that Krishna would give us some cool rain, and somehow Krishna has sent some cool rain. I don't think because of me, but because of mercy for you. Krishna's milas for you. And for Raja Renu. This is really much better when it's cold. You know, much better. Our sound man, do we have a microphone for the violin? Actually, we can take yours. Yeah. You did this?
Just a stand.
You look like a mafioso who shoots a pistol. Hare Krishna. Jai Jai Radha Madhava. Jaya Kunya Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunya Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunya Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Hiri Varadhari. Pidana Vallabha Hiri Varadhari. Ya
Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Mana Chari Yamuna Tira Mana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Varavraja Kacharya Ashtato Satasi Simatis Divine Grace Ilave Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai His Confounder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Shira Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premsa Kaho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinata Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Hiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Ganga Maha Yamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to C.C. Guru and Shri Gauranga All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Jai Sri Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vacharine. Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paskatyare Shatarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaubhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. My dear devotees, the two lectures which I will hold today and tomorrow are different from other lectures, in that they will tell you a personal insight by one of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. The insight from which I will speak today is a near-death experience about 3 years ago, a personal near-death experience. Venu Raja, Raja Renu, Raja Renu. We need a little good translation from you today. Yes, good.
Sit properly.
Oh, he's tired, Amen.
Full concentration, surrender for 1 hour, then you're free.
To make a long story short, I was lying in the hospital in the evening and the doctor came in and said, the next morning you will be either dead or alive. Modern medicine has done everything it could do for you. Now your life is in the hands of God. Pray. And then he cried a silent tear and said, I hope you will live. You are such a nice guy. German doctor. In that night I saw the tunnel and I left through the tunnel, and I had a very spiritual experience outside of the tunnel. I think you all know that a person who is dying usually sees one of the nadis, it's called, a passage away which looks to him like a tunnel through which he exits the body. When I returned and was alive the next morning, I decided to take this experience as an experiment.
Утром,
I decided that with this near death, the things which were not all right in my life should be dead now.
Я понял, что вместе с этой смертью, с этим опытом, предсмертным опытом, я понял, что все вещи, которые неправильны были в моей жизни, должны умереть.
I decided to not return to the life which had brought me to this station in my life, a life full of anxiety, which ultimately resulted in disease and surgery.
Я понял, что я должен прекратить ту жизнь, которая привела меня к такому плачевному концу.
I decided that this is a cut in my life and I will start a new life from afterwards. Without knowing what I was actually doing, I participated in an ancient spiritual tradition where within this life you can have two lives and die and experience a departure from your old life by something which could be called an ego death.
И сам того не понимая, я стал участником некоего древнего духовного метода, техники, которая подразумевает, что уже в этой жизни человек остается со своей, умирает и вновь рождается, он переживает смерть ego.
In Chaitanya Chandrodaya, hear about one traditional example of Shiva's Pandit. The conditioned part of Shiva's Pandit, we heard, lived a very, very debauched life before turning to Krishna consciousness. He drank alcohol, was a woman hunter, we hear, and lived a sinful life. One night, a golden colored, effulgent personality appeared to him as if in his dream. And he said, Shrivas, in 1 year I will return and take the life from you. Use your one life before your death properly. Imagine in your life a personality would appear and said, you have exactly one more year to live. For instance, a doctor who has made an infallible diagnosis for cancer in your life. How would you live that 1 year? Shiva's Pandit immediately took to chanting Hare Krishna and reading the Bhagavatam. On the day of his death, he decided the best place to die is in the Bhagavatam lecture of Devananda Pandit. That's a nice place to die, no? In the Bhagavatam lecture. What do you think? So, he sat on a balcony, a little elevated place. And in the midst of the lecture, he felt it coming. His own death. And then he fell down in a straw heap. And he saw again that golden personality. And he said, although this is the day of your death, I will give you a new life within this body because you have turned to me.
И этот человек сказал, что хотя сегодня день твоей смерти, но я уже в этом же теле даю тебе новую жизнь, по той причине, что ты повернулся ко мне.
And in this way, Shivas Pandit died to live, so to say.
Таким образом, можно сказать, что Шивас Пандит умер для того, чтобы жить.
Thank you. I think in some sense, all of us have had this symbolic death.
Я думаю, что у всех из нас так или иначе когда-то была эта символическая смерть.
Many of us have left their old lifestyle behind in order to start anew.
Многие из нас оставили позади старую жизнь и приняли совершенно новый образ жизни.
Now I have a surprise for you.
И я хочу вам преподнести.
You should do this every day.
Сюрприз, что вот это нужно делать каждый день.
You should leave the part of your life behind which are dysfunctional.
Ту ненужную, отжившую себя часть вашей жизни нужно оставлять позади каждый день.
And start a new life.
И начинать новое.
As Bhaktivedanta Maharaj would say, you should start every day, you should every day join the Hare Krishna movement anew. Or to put it in a different way, you should every day focus again on your spiritual goals and leave the dysfunctional part of your life behind.
Иными словами, каждый день сразу вы должны сосредотачиваться на духовных целях и оставлять отжившую ненужную часть вашей жизни позади.
This human form is such a chance for self-realization, my dear devotees.
Дорогие преданные, человеческая жизнь — это очень редкая возможность для духовного развития.
Don't live an unreflected life.
Не живите необдуманно.
A life which is automatic. A life where you don't really utilize the golden opportunities for change which are every day ahead of you. Okay, so let me now speak about this in more detail. I will start with a sentence where our translator really has to give his best. A man who dies before he dies does not die when he dies. See, before your spiritual identity can emerge very clearly, that is, what you are as an eternal soul, your false sense of what you think you are, in other words, your ego and its fabricated world, has to die.
Для того, чтобы прояснилось ваше истинное я, ваше придуманное, выдуманное и искусственное эго, искусственное я должно умереть непременно.
The false ego is like a knot. Which binds the eternal soul to the repeated cycle of birth and death. But it is like a big knot in the sense that the ego creates an ego world with ego relatives around them, ego jobs around them, ego conceptions what you can and what you cannot do. And this needs to go. To go means... the mystical traditions of Christianity know of what they call mors mystica, the death of all self-centered desires.
Христианские мистики говорят о смерти, морт мистика, смерть всех эгоистических желаний.
Once the famous Master Eckhart was asked, how should a person be who can look at God? Who can look at God?
Однажды знаменитого учителя Экхарда спросили о том, что должен делать человек, который видит Бога.
What quality should a person have who wants to see God? And he said he should be dead. What he meant with this, you know, Eckhart is, Master Eckhart is always quite mystical, is the ego should be dead. If you want to live an eternal life, something has to die before, and that's your ego. This is so important that in India, the greeting has something to do with this. This concept of die to live. You say Namaha or Namaste. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya. Huh? And Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. What does this word Nama means? Na means not, and Ma means my ego. I should not live according to my ego desires. I should live according to the desires of Guru and Krishna. And that's the new life, the life of golden opportunity. To make it more clear, the good example for this ego death is the ugly caterpillar, Gusanicha. Once there were two Gusanichas, fiery and trusty, fearful and trustful. And both of them developed a desire to go high. But one Gusanicha, that fearful, climbed a pillar. Hoping that it would fly when it would come to the top. And the other Gusanicha, Mr. Trusty, trustful, died. It went into a cocoon, transformed, gave up the Gusanicha body, and came out as a beautiful flying butterfly. He met as a butterfly his friend, fearful. And he said, fearful, it's me. No, not possible, said fearful. Look into my eyes and you will see the light of my soul. Wow! I recognize you, but how did you become a butterfly? I gave up my Gusanicha body. I gave up my Gusanicha ego. It's a long story, I've made it extremely short, but I think you get the point. The whole process of Krishna consciousness, my dear devotees, is to give up the false sense of I and the false sense of belonging. This is the Vedic adventure, the adventure of transformation. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur at the end of Madhurya Kadambini makes it very clear what this transformation into a self-realized person means ultimately. He says, instead of thinking I'm a German, I'm a Russian or something, you have to learn to think each day I'm a servant of Krishna. And instead of thinking these are my people, my relatives, my friend, you have to enter into a relationship with Krishna where you think he is my only Lord and Master. Once the great teacher Ramanujacharya was asked a question by one of his dear disciples about this, the qualification to become a servant of Krishna. And he gave a wonderful definition. Would you like to hear what this, what should be your qualification if you want to become a transformed servant? Well, not every one of you wants to hear. Ramanujacharya said, you must become salt. The disciple asked, well, what does this mean? How can I be salt? And then Ramanujacharya gave a beautiful explanation about the ego death. He said, salt dissolves in the preparation. I don't think many of you are cooks. I'm also only half a cook, but I know one thing. When you cook potatoes, at one point, you put the salt inside. And then you stir it around and the salt totally dissolves into the preparation. And listen to this. And it helps the taste of the potato to come out and manifests itself. In much the same way, as a devotee of Krishna, we want to dissolve the sense of I did this, look at me, or I'm doing this, or look at me, I'm the German Swami now. Немецкий Свами, yes. And I understand 50% of your Russian language, really. But I can't speak it because I would get a knot in the tongue. Yes, so a Vaishnava should bring out the best in the other devotees. He or she should serve in such a way that he or she doesn't make herself or himself visible.
преданные и преданные должны служить таким образом, чтобы не оставаться на виду, не выставлять себя на показ.
But by assisting others in their spiritual growth. Become like salt. Dissolve like salt. Your false ego of self-importance should go. Now, how to do this? There are two processes by which you can die the good death. And henceforward live a carefree, anxiety-free life. The first process is called taking shelter. This Sharanagati process, where you move towards the shelter of Krishna, relieves you from all anxieties born from out of the self-centered ego.
Или шаранагати, когда мы движемся к Кришне, стремимся к Кришне, это избавляет нас от всех беспокойств, которые порождены нашим эгоцентризмом.
You know, on the way to this tent, one of my disciples phoned me, who's lying in the hospital and giving birth to twins at this moment.
Вот сейчас мы, когда буквально подходили к пандалу, мне позвонила ученица, которая сейчас в больнице находится, и она вот-вот должна родить двойню.
Already to give birth to one child is something which is quite an effort. But two children who are big like Bhima Senas, she was worried. And I said, she is a cultured lady, she doesn't, you know, now she's giving birth and she will not phone like Raja Renu, who does two things at once, she asks through her husband, yes. So I gave this advice. Give yourself and the process of birth entirely in the hands of Krishna. You will see, he will help you. Don't think I am now giving birth to two twins. Think, I'm an instrument in Krishna's hands to give birth to two wonderful devotees. Krishna is in charge, not you. And it's a very wonderful devotee, most wonderful devotee. And the devotee said, thank you so much.
Yes.
So my dear devotees, I want to make this point. Or ask this question. Have you taken shelter? Have you given your life into the hands of Krishna? I think in many of our lives the ego still rules. Burn him! Let him die! So that you, the real person, can take your birth. Very, very important, my dear devotees. It is, this death is the only ninth death where we can celebrate. Because this death is the only death which brings relief. Relief from anxieties and worries. If you want to learn the art of taking shelter, you have to come tomorrow. But here I want to bring out the second point. The second process, how you can dissolve the ego, is to consider yourself a servant in the sense and engage in seva, which transforms your sense of identity. What does this mean? Well, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it means three meditational steps, which are quite easy. I think you will also be able to remember them and take them home into your life. To transform your sense of identity means simply that you go inside of you and come to the realization, I am an eternal soul.
Изменить свое отождествление означает, что вы должны погрузиться внутрь, углубиться и понять, что я являюсь вечной душой.
Since many years I do this every morning.
Каждое утро в течение многих лет я делаю это.
It's my mental hygiene.
Это моя все, что зубы прочистить.
It's as important as brushing the teeth and clearing the bowels and taking a shower afterwards. Every day, my dear devotees of Moscow, you must clean yourself from the false conception that you are this body and the many roles which you play in this body.
Каждое утро, дорогие московские преданные, вы должны начинать с того, чтобы очищать себя, смывать себе эту грязь, отождествление себя с этим телом и с теми ролями, которые вы играете, как это тело.
When you look in the mirror, don't think, oh, how fat have I become over the last year.
Глядя в зеркало, не думайте, что-то я поправился за последние пару лет.
Think, I am an eternal soul, not the body.
Но думайте, я вечная душа, я не тело.
I am not affected by the changes of the body. I am a part of Krishna. That's already the second step. Huh? First, what are you? And then, what are you a part of? I'm not a part of this world. I'm a part of Krishna. A blissful child of eternity. When you are in this consciousness, I'm a soul and I'm a part of Krishna, death cannot harm you. You have died already before your death. That means the material part of you has died already. The material consciousness is no longer there. And you are now ready to start your dance with Krishna. Krishna. I would like to now come to an end by reading you something which profoundly affected my life. It's from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Die to live. Dissolve your ego as it is in the present.
Ваша душа, ваша,
No, dissolve your ego. Dissolve it mercilessly. Die. Die means to dissolve the ego mercilessly. Throw yourself into the fire. And you will come out a bright self. Learn to die as you are now. That mentally concocted body, that concocted energy. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati talked to his breathless audience how to do it. And you will now need to listen very carefully because we will make an exercise after this. So take the name of the Lord and then die. Forget yourself as you are at present. And you will find your proper self there that does never die. Death is only for your material existence. So give to death that part of you that is destined to die. And the eternal part of you will remain. Are you ready for an experiment? Don't be afraid. I mean, I hope you all listen carefully. You won't end in the graveyard with this practice, right? You will only give up that part of yourself which is harmful to your spiritual growth. Let me first ask the question, who of you doesn't not know the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra by heart? Oh, good. Yeah. Well, we are all in a family then. Wonderful. So that makes it extremely easy. Many times I have mixed audiences of devotees and not yet devotees, and that is a difficult situation. Please sit tall. Just for a moment, let us be totally silent. Let our thoughts become silent as well. And concentrate our attention on breathing. Please exhale very deeply and then inhale and exhale. And as you breathe in and out very deeply, listen to what I will read to you from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Relax your body a little bit. But sit tall, huh? If you wish to chant, then forget yourself as you are at present. For the little time which we will chant together, it is not necessary that you remember your job. Don't remember what you will have to do tomorrow. Instead, remember that you are pure eternal soul. You are now in this body, but really, you are an eternal servant of Krishna. To say it very simply, disconnect from your body and your mental world and connect with Krishna. And then all together we will chant when we hear the sign of the cartels. When you hear this sign, when I give it, then we chant. I will one time chant alone and then we will all chant together in one voice. And always remember this simple meditation: I am not the body, I am an eternal soul, really, a part of Krishna. And chant from your heart in a sense, with the sense of a relationship. Gaura Hari is also here. I will first say it alone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you, thank you. Let me now summarize what we have learned this evening. Before we can actually speak of real spiritual life, the ego has to go out of its way. The ego is the false sense of identification. It can go away by two simple devotional practices and no, I would say three simple practices. Taking shelter, giving your life over, and the second is thinking yourself consciously as a soul and a servant of Krishna. According to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, these two steps should be applied in the chanting. A disconnect with your material identification by just forgetting it or by just dissolving it and then connect with Krishna. I know this sounds extremely simple. I know that some of my audiences who will hear the tapes later and who look at me in the internet, hello internet people, will criticize me and will say, but this is nothing new. It is the newest thing. Purana means it's old and new at the same point. Puranava. It's old and it's new at the same time. Spiritual knowledge is almost moving in paradoxes. Every day you have to discover this new. Disconnect and connect. Now tomorrow I will tell many new things. I will talk about eight states of consciousness of the dying man. I will talk about the four fears of the dying person, how they can be overcome with spiritual knowledge. And I will talk about how to apply this when we want to dissolve our self-conceited ego. But today is the foundation lecture and tomorrow is we go deeper. My dear devotees, when I was on the hospital on my deathbed, which was only a near deathbed, the German doctor had told me, now pray, we can't do anything for you. Then I decided to die before my death. Unfortunately, the ego has since then sometimes been resurrected. But I don't take it so serious any longer. Because, as I said, it's a process which I do every day. Prabhupada says, the intelligent spiritual sadhaka should always keep death before his eyes and then realize, and this is my own words, and then realize, well, I will die, but now I have all the freedom in the world, all the golden opportunities before me.
все время видит перед собой смерть, понимает, что мне предстоит умереть. Но он думает, что да, я умру, но сейчас у меня есть удивительные возможности, я буду использовать их.
But now we will hear our Госвами Махарадж talking to us in pure Russian language without a German accent. And I will go down because I want to take notes. It's better. It looks foolish. Or no? Or is it good? Is it all right? Understood? Okay. Let us very warmly welcome Goswami Maharaj by affectionately saying, Hari Hari Bol.